I want to welcome everyone back, excuse me, to this good old second episode edition of the Mem Society podcast. We're coming at you straight and live right here today. We're going to have some good old topics to talk about. Got some brand new equipment I'm working with, trying to see what it sounds like on the other end here. Again, this is Mem Society Podcast, coming from Temple of Mem Serenity, if you will. We're going to cover a couple of things. We're going to basically piggyback on a few things from on January 1st. But we're just going to basically do a little recap, a few things that I jotted down early. We'll see how everything goes along with that. Hope everyone is enjoying the Thursday. Happy Friday Eve to everyone. And we're gonna jump right on into it. Excuse me. I'm not really the type of political person. I really don't really talk about a lot of politics and Democrats and Republicans, that type of thing. I follow some of the mayor and the governor stuff going on here in the great state of Texas here, specifically here in Houston. And I know we have a brand new mayor that, you know, some Houstonians are probably familiar with, Kathy Whitmire, but John Whitmire actually won. And, you know, he's, well, a couple of the comments that I know I read about specifically, but then there were some that, you know, came, you know, to mind. Some of the ones that he spoke about, the air conditioning and the jail systems, like, you know, some of his comments I know could be, you know, took as controversial out of context, just depending on, I guess, what angle you're looking at it and how you perceive it. But I believe that if he puts himself in the shoes of these individuals who probably there's a good percentage of them who are locked up and shouldn't be locked up, and some people are probably there unjust for, you know, for that reason. But to deny them air conditioning, especially you know, the listeners out here, you know, around Houston, y'all know it get hot out here. And, you know, that's when your bill is extremely high. So I know that we have city citizens here in Houston that is struggling with air and all kind of stuff. And so for him to make one of the comments about saying that the inmates should stay out of jail, and sometimes they're in jail, not, it's not even their fault. But, you know, someone who is not thinking fully or thinking clearly, not looking at the fact that, okay, these people, even though that they may have committed a crime, they still endure human rights, excuse me, as individuals. Now, his opinion to not provide AC for them, was it a good thing or a bad thing for him to say? Most likely a bad thing. You know, but at the same time, you know, he's entitled to his own opinion. I don't sway in favor of his opinion, but I think that, you know, stuff like that, it could definitely could have you looked at very crazily and may lose some votes at the end. But we're gonna move on from that. There's basically just another overlook as far as what we have going on. One of the things in Houston, I know we talked about the roads, how bad they are, the streets. And if you live here in Houston and have visited here in Houston specifically, you know for yourself that the streets are extremely bad in a lot of the areas. Maybe because of the flooding and maybe because of the buses that go up and down the streets, if you will, but at the end of the day, it's a slap in the face to the Houstonians who are paying their taxes, and you know, we need things done, but hopefully he'll go ahead and do that. And okay, simmer down. Hopefully he'll go ahead and do that and get that done. At the end of the day, we just have to either keep on going. We are either gonna vote or not vote. I encourage individuals to vote if that's the thing, but if voting is not your thing, there are other ways, I guess, of making a difference. You just have to, I guess, see fit to doing that. Make a difference in your community. There are, like I said, different type of ways. You know, we're not gonna get into all of that. But sit tight, everyone. We'll be right back in a new Tell the Miserable Rhythm Society podcast. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.